With Spicer guarding the door to the conference room and daring anyone to use the law library, Beach and Yarber labored away with their mail. To Al Conyers, Beach wrote, "Dear Al, thanks for your last letter. It means so much to me to hear from you. I feel like I've been living in a cage for 18 months, and I'm slowly seeing daylight. Your letters help to open the door. Please don't stop writing. I have a great idea. In 2 months, when I get out of here, let's rent Casablanca and the African Queen, get the carryout, get a bottle of non-alcoholic wine, and spend a quiet evening on the sofa. God, I get excited just thinking about life on the outside and doing real things again. Forgive me if I'm going too fast, Al. It's just that I've done without a lot of things here for months, and not just booze and good food. Know what I mean? The halfway house in Baltimore is willing to take me if I can find a part-time job of some type. You said you had some interests there. I know I'm asking a lot because you don't know me, but can you arrange this? I will be forever grateful. Please write me soon, Al. Your letters and the hopes and dreams of leaving here in 2 months with a job on the outside sustain me in my darkest hours. Thanks, friend. Love, Ricky." The one to Quince Garvey had a very different tone. Beach and Yarber had kicked it around for several days. The final draft read, "Dear Quince, your father owns a bank, yet you say you can only raise another $10,000. I think you're lying, Quince, and it really ticks me off. I'm tempted to send the file to your father and wife anyway. I'll settle for $25,000 immediately, same wiring instructions. And don't threaten suicide. I really don't care what you do. We'll never meet, and I think you're a sicko anyway. Wire the damned money, Quince, and now. Love, Ricky."